following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, good afternoon, Refuge family. Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are. We're at November 10th, Tuesday, and just coming to you to bring you a word of encouragement today on Refuge Daily. So let's go ahead. Let's kick off with a word of prayer. And as we pray, I want to pray just for you, and I want to pray over what we're going to be speaking about today. We're going to be talking about the word harmony and why it's so important to remember or to know that we need to study the harmony of God's word. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, I thank you so much for who you are, knowing that our hope can be in you and not in man, not in the things of this world, Lord. We pray that as we dive in and we look at just the idea of the harmony of your word today, Father, that you guide us in the things that we think, in the things that we do, Lord, and that we remember, Father God, that we are to be filled with the full knowledge of your word. And may we continue to remember that as we study our scriptures. In your name, amen. So years ago, prior to entering church ministry, way, way, way back, well, somewhat way back, maybe like 10, 15 years ago, me and my wife, we went to Bible college, and we went to Calvary Chapel Bible College. And if you've know Calvary Chapel Bible College and you know what they use, which is 2 Timothy 2:15, they use a verse there that they stamp and they put on the back of all of their sweatshirts, and it was at the time, it was put over a lot of different papers and just different areas, and it was talked about, the verse was talked about and meant to reinforce really the work of the student of Scripture, somebody who is studying their Scriptures. And I pray for you today that you are a student of Scripture. You're not just somebody that wants to come to church and you want to just hear the word and feel good and then go home, but that you do what the word says, and that is to what 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Knowing that it's God's word that speaks the truth for my life, for your life, and for really the entire world. We get our truth from the word of God. And as we look into the scriptures and we get our truth from the word of God, and we know that God's word is important for living, it's good for correction, it's good for rebuke, it's good for doctrine and for training in righteous living. 2 Timothy 3:16 would talk about that. Paul would talk about that. That's the whole point of the word of God, is to help us live righteously. And you know that if you've been following on Tuesdays, I've talked about the importance of growing in spiritual knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and how it applies to our life. Well, this is what I want to talk about today, and it is a simple concept to understand, but I think it's important for everybody to consider when they're studying the Word of God, is that as you study the Word of God, make sure that you know the harmony of God's Word. So that when you study the Bible, you don't just open up your Bible and you start reading a verse and you sit and you think about that verse and whatever those words are being spoken to you or being spoken at that time. If you're reading a psalm, you're going to read a poetic understanding of God's word written mostly by David. And if you read a proverb, you're going to hear a little bit of wisdom that comes from King Solomon. Or maybe you're going to be reading through the Gospels and you're going to read a part where Jesus is giving his disciples some instruction. But you may then read an area where you're reading a narrative part of the Gospels. And as you read through all of the Bible and you pick out maybe a verse or a section that you're reading, it's important that you don't just read God's word and you study God's word just in one little section, or you don't just pull out one little verse. I don't know if you knew this, but when the Bible was written, as not just the Bible, but when God inspired men to write the scriptures, and then we brought all of the scriptures together and we canonized the Bible, or canonized the scriptures and then called it the Bible, there was no chapter and verse. Chapters and verses were added much, much, much later, hundreds and hundreds of years after the canonization of it. And really, if you look at our faith, which is so much older than our country, and it's so much older, it's so many years going back, you see that, you know, chapter and verse was really only added a few hundred years ago. And it's wonderful for navigating the scriptures, and it's wonderful for knowing exactly where to reference and where to go when you want to read a section of scripture. But there can be something that happens when we look at chapter and verse as we study the Bible, and we just pick out one verse, and we build a way of thinking just on one verse, because the Bible wasn't designed just to be understood through one verse. You see, when you study the Bible, there's something, and you go through Bible study, there's something called the hermeneutics, the harmony of Scripture, the collective teaching of God's Word in the Old Testament of who God is and how His Spirit works and what happened with the nation of Israel and the message that was given to those men. And then the nature of who God is, we know, was made manifest in the person of Christ. We came to know the knowledge of God in Jesus. And that's what the Bible is teaching there. And then when we read in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul talks about how now being filled with the true full knowledge of who God is, there's a certain way that we are to live and encourage one another on living so that we live rightly and we glorify God. And when we study the Bible, we want to make sure that we're studying the entire harmony of God's word, and then we're taking that harmony and we're using that harmony of God's word, the full understanding of God's word, to understand the teachings of Christ, to understand the teachings of the Apostle Paul, to understand the positions that different men were in the Old Testament and where they stood spiritually with God and what was taking place during that time. So today, just as a fun little practice, I'm going to show you how that kind of works. I'm going to bring up a couple verses, and I want to talk about this concept. We're going to talk about the concept of goodness. Goodness. You know, the Apostle Paul would tell us that we don't repay evil for evil, but we overcome evil by doing good. And Jesus would say that we need to let our light shine before men so that they see our good works and they glorify God who's in heaven. So I'm just going to take a couple verses. It's like a cross-reference. I'm going to read through them, and then I'm going to speak to them. So our first verse that we're going to look at as we look at the harmony of goodness is going to be this. Psalm 31:19 says this, "How abundant is your goodness," speaking about the Lord's goodness, "which you have stored up for those who fear you and worked for those who take refuge in you, in the sight of the children of mankind." So, psalmist is talking about God's goodness. How abundant is God's goodness, knowing that all that is right and good flows first from God. Psalm 27:31. "I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Again, the psalmist referring to the goodness of God. Here we go. Galatians 6:9. "And let us not grow weary of doing good," knowing that goodness comes from God. "For in due season we will reap if we do not give up." Let us not grow weary in doing what is good. Then in Galatians 5:22, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, kindness, patience, faithfulness, goodness." Now, Old Testament, God's goodness, His goodness is abundant, right? The goodness was showed to us in the person of Christ, and then we are instructed in how to live rightly or do things that are good from the Apostle Paul and in the New Testament. That's a harmony. It's a harmony of goodness throughout Scripture. It's the study of goodness. And then Ephesians chapter 6, verse 9, Apostle Paul saying, "The fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true." So the harmony of Scripture, or the study of Scripture, is wanting to make sure that you're looking at what is the spiritual message of Scripture? What is God trying to teach me? And where do I find that in the Old Testament, which you're going to find the good, the abundant nature, the source of life? You're going to find that described as God himself all throughout the Old Testament and the instruction that God gives man. You're going to see that described of his Spirit, knowing that his Spirit flows and fills man with the very attributes of the nature of who God is. When you look in the first part of the New Testament and you see the life of Christ, you're going to see Christ modeling goodness. And then after that, from the apostles and from the apostles in the New Testament and what they write, you're going to see a continued reinforcing of those character traits and the way that we are supposed to behave. So today, just looking at these verses, we could say, well, through this very simple harmony of Scripture, we are doing a little study on goodness. Because when you study the Scriptures, you're not just studying history. You're not just studying the nation of Israel. You're not just studying the Corinthian church or Corinth, right? You're not just studying landscapes, but you are studying a spiritual message. You are studying the spiritual message of goodness. The very concept of goodness is what you study when you study Scriptures. The very concept of love is what you study when you study Scriptures, knowing that love and goodness are the very nature of God. And that is true for joy and for peace and for wisdom and for kindness and gentleness, for faithfulness and for the ability to control ourselves. All of that originates with God in the Old Testament. It's talked about. It's spoken about his Spirit as to how it flows and how it moves. It's an example of who Christ was for me and you. He showed us actually all of the attributes of God physically manifest, the manifestation of God. And then we see that in the New Testament with the writings of the apostles, is that we see that that is continually being reinforced. So when you study your Scriptures, make sure you study the full spiritual harmony of your Scriptures, and knowing that by doing so, you are studying life itself, which we know that the true, only true way of life and truth is God himself made known to us in the person of Jesus. So a little encouragement for you today is, remember, don't just pick out one Bible verse and build your thoughts about God with one Bible verse. Do a study on the harmony of Scripture and what it means for me and for you as we study life from the book of life, the Holy Scriptures. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, I thank you so much for today. I thank you for those that have listened in. Lord, I pray that as they study their Scriptures and as they look as to what it means to be a student of your word, that they study to show themselves approved, a workman unto God, needing not to be ashamed, rightfully being able to divide the word of truth, knowing fully that the harmony of your word teaches us how we are supposed to live. And it is the deep, profound spiritual message, Father, that we need to learn of your word, not forgetting, Father God, that your word is meant to impact our minds and our hearts, Lord. And as we are in this world and we are in a spiritual battle, may we only fight with the weapon of your word, and may we put on the armor of light, as your word would say, Lord, and be filled with the light of the knowledge of who you are. In your name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.